From the KERA newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the who's who of country music descends on North Texas with 65,000 fans in tow, and a legendary choral composer's in town, too, for a world premiere. We'll start with some bad news today for the folks in Denton who voted to ban hydraulic fracturing last fall. The Texas House overwhelmingly passed what's known as the Denton Fracking Bill, which, as BJ Austin reports, would restrict local regulation of oil and gas drilling.
In House floor debate, Republican Drew Darby of San Angelo said the state needs to reassert its authority to manage oil and gas drilling and prevent cities from stopping it with local ordinances. He said House Bill 40 aims for a precise balance.
I think we've tried to use a rifle shot to accommodate the needs of this growing state and the needs to develop our oil and gas resources and yet protect the citizens of this great state.
The House bill allows cities to regulate surface activities such as traffic and noise around wells and some setbacks from drilling sites as long as the regulations are commercially reasonable. Under the bill, cities may not regulate anything underground, including fracking or wastewater disposal wells. Darby assured opponents there are plenty of protections for current city drilling ordinances.
Unless they were designed and passed to prevent oil and gas operations and have that practical effect, there is a presumption in those cities' favor that that ordinance is valid.
Houston Democrat Sylvester Turner acknowledged the bill will likely become law.
Just because the majority carries doesn't mean the majority is right. And I think in due time, I hope this bill does not come back to haunt us.
North Texas environmentalist Rita Beving is disappointed by the lopsided vote. She had hoped a leak of fracking water that caused an evacuation in Arlington last weekend would be a wake-up call for lawmakers.
Arlington should be a shining example to everyone in the state why we need drilling ordinances. When a driller waits 2 hours to call in an emergency such as that, and the Railroad Commission, frankly, was nowhere to be found, this is why we need local control.
The Railroad Commission oversees oil and gas operations in Texas. The House bill passed 122-18. Similar drilling legislation unanimously passed a state Senate committee last month. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.
Come Sunday night, AT&T Stadium will be decked out in sequins and cowboy boots, just no footballs. The Academy of Country Music Awards is coming to town. The first 60,000 tickets sold out in 18 minutes. Organizers squeezed another 5,000 seats in later. It cost $15 million to put on the ACMs at a press conference today. The Academy's Bob Romero says that's because the backdrop had to be built from scratch.
When you guys go out there and see it, everything in there has been custom built for this room. So it's not a touring show. It's been custom built.
That was Bob Romeo. And this isn't just a one-night affair. A two-day festival called Party for a Cause starts tonight next door at the stadium at Globe Life Park. Tonight's standouts include Dwight Yoakam, Darius Rucker, and Reba McEntire. There's another star-studded event Sunday night, a world premiere from the king of choral music, John Rutter. The English composer sat down with KERA's Alan Melson to talk about the piece, his inspirations, and his thoughts on the future of choral music.
For more than 40 years, John Rutter has been a favorite composer for choral occasions. His music was featured in the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton, and he was the subject of a recent BBC documentary on the history of sacred music. His works have become mainstays in the repertoire.
I started my musical life singing as a choir boy, and that has never really left me. I always feel when I write for choirs that I'm coming home.
Rutter's latest composition is called The Gift of Life, Six Canticles of Creation, and it will be heard in full for the first time this weekend at Preston Hollow Presbyterian Church in Dallas. The new work draws from uplifting sacred texts and will be paired with his well-known Requiem, a study in contrasts.
Requiems of their nature are all about death. And I thought, well, what's the opposite of a requiem? And there is no liturgical form which celebrates life. You can't take a ready-made text or set of texts and say, well, this is a life-iem.
The new work incorporates one of Rutter's earlier compositions as one of its movements and features darker, mystical harmonies, evoking strong emotion while exploring themes of light and nature.
Emotion, for me, is an integral part of all art. It's a release. It's an affirmation of our humanity.
Like many composers before him, Rutter has a lot of questions about where he stands regarding his own religious faith. Yet he still finds a sense of the divine in the music he writes within a spiritual context.
Music is transcendental. We don't know what it is about just sounds vibrating in the air that can make strong men weep. It has powers, healing powers, many people believe, that we don't understand. Faith has an awful lot of those same boxes that you can tick, you know.
Terry Price is the longtime director of music at Preston Hollow. 2 years ago, he asked Rutter about writing a new, large-scale work to be commissioned by a church member. Rutter completed the work in a flurry of activity over the past few months, and he's excited to lead its premiere here this weekend, in the same city where his own Requiem premiered 30 years ago.
This was something that I felt good about and thought I would like to be involved in. And it was here in a city that I'm very fond of and where I've made music a number of times over the years.
So given that much of his life's work involves writing for choirs, does Rutter worry that they may soon become a relic of the past?
Never. That's never going to happen. Every child should have a chance to try it. There will be some who will say, like the little kid I was, this is wonderful, I just wish all day could be singing. It was a kind of bliss, an altered state. Something I didn't experience anywhere else in my life. And there will be lots and lots of other children who will feel that way if you give them the chance.
Alan Melson, KERA News.
John Rutter. We will conduct his music with choir and orchestra on Sunday night at 7 at Preston Hollow Presbyterian Church in Dallas. Watch videos of Rutter's music at artandseek.org. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.